Thank you, Peter. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we'll do part three of this on the second Saturday of February. I don't know what the date is, but the second Saturday of February for part three, if that's okay with Peter. So volume 19, we're starting now, 9:7, 1926. So Jesus says, now you must know. So this is a command from Jesus Christ. What bonds of identification exist between the divine will and the human will? Okay. And therefore, why I, God, so much love and so much want by right of creation, of paternity, of love, and of justice, that the human will would surrender its place to mine. So when Adam said, I'm not going to do the will of God, I'm going to do my will, I'm going to do it my way. Jesus says, I want the human will to surrender. So this is the docility. This is the submission that God is looking for in us, that we don't want to do it our way any longer. What is our way? It's when we go to confession. This is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. This is what I failed to do. And I don't want to live like this. I don't want to live like this. And I want to make a firm purpose of amendment to avoid even the near occasions of sin. Jesus says, this is what I'm looking for, the souls that want my divine will to reign. So he says, and throwing itself into its arms like a little child, it would itself be held, nourished, and dominated by the divine will. More than sun, my divine will emits its rays, and with its tips of these rays animating the human nature. To what? To live the life of God. It formed the human will in the creature. So here what Jesus is saying is he's finally saying, he's asking us to finally say, I don't want to live like this. With a firm purpose of amendment, we say this every time we go to confession. Jesus says, if I see this, I will give it to you. If you prove it to me, it's yours. So how do we do this? How do we live this life? Jesus says it's by living in the divine will. Now, what is not the affront for this son to see the circumferences of these rays, whose tips form the human will of each creature, converted, transmuted into darkness. That's the human will. Into human nature, the fallen nature. Denying the light, denying the dominion and the life of the Son that gave its will with so much love, and so that its will and those of creatures might be one, so it might be able to form divine life in them again. It's divine life that God wants. That's why the priest puts the drop of water into the chalice every day. May we share in the divinity of Christ. That drop of water is us. We are nothing. And it enters into that cup filled with wine. It fuses and diffuses, and the water becomes wine. It's not oil and water. It doesn't separate. Can there be stronger, more stable, and a more inseparable bond than the one between the center of the sun and its rays? Light is indivisible, and if it could be separated, the detached part would go wandering and would end up turning into darkness. We don't want to be detached from the light of God. He says, you are the light of the world, only if we are one with God. So there is such union or identification between the divine will and the human as to be comparable to the union that exists between the sun and the solar ray, between heat and light. It would not be right of the sun to dominate its rays and to receive their subjection so as to form its kingdom of light over its very solar circumferences. So for my divine will, he says, what is natural is going to be supernatural. what happens naturally, he says, will happen to us once we enter into this divine will. We will never be separated from God again. We have to use our free will to choose. Do I want to continue to live in my human misery? Worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, sin. Or will I use my free will to choose to live in God's holy divine will? Once we make that choice, Jesus says, once we give our fiat, a new beginning happens for us. Oh, it doesn't happen instantaneously. It doesn't happen all at once, but it begins. That's what God is waiting for, this beginning. Volume 19, 9, 12, 19, 26. My daughter, don't you want to convince yourself that I, God, cannot leave you? God can't leave us. We are his children. We are the ones that leave God through sin, worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. And Jesus says, you have to be convinced, I can't leave you. I don't want to leave you. If your union between me were bound, formed, and sealed on the basis other than my divine will, you could fear. But since it is bound, written, and signed of the eternal basis of my divine will, what is eternal is not subject to mutations. It's not going to disappear. On the contrary, your whole being, your desires, your affections, even your most innermost fibers are bound with eternal bonds, and my divine will flows in them to constitute itself their life and form them with the divine and eternal substance that the divine will possesses. Can eternity ever be split? Can a God ever change? Can the supreme being ever separate from his will? All this is inseparable, indivisible. In the same way, everything that my divine will unites, that's us with God, enters into the divine order to become inseparable from me, unless we sin, unless we're worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative. God doesn't want that anymore. So he's going to give us the way and the how to do this. As we continue to read, study, and put into practice, Jesus is teaching us. Therefore, remove these thoughts that I might leave you, because it is not something that my divine will produces or that belongs to it. My divine will is firmness and an indissoluble bond. It seems unseemly for the one who possesses my divine will as life to occupy herself with anything else but the divine will. Rather, you should remain firm on how to expand the boundaries of its kingdom so that it may triumph. It may be formed in you, and you may transmit it to the poor human generations that are now wiggling about and forming the current of the chasm into which they shall be swept. So Jesus knows the condition of the world. He knows your family. He knows your neighbors. He knows your coworkers. He knows your parishioners. He knows what's going on. He knows each and every one of us. And he says, if you live in the divine will, there's nothing to fear. If you're striving to live in the divine will, there's nothing to fear. If you continue to go to confession, there's nothing to fear. God is going to take care of you. You're saying, I understand how important this gift is, and I want it more than anything. And God goes, good. Because, again, the poor human generations are now wiggling about and forming the current of the chasm into which they are going to be swept. God says, I want to stop this, but I want to use you, linked to Louisa, to have this be accomplished. Volume 19, 9, 17, 19, 26. On the other hand, by withdrawing from our most holy divine will, Adam lost his place. Adam remained without our home. Adam remained exposed to dangers. So it can be said that Adam is the only being wandering in the whole of creation to whom nothing is due by right. And now all his children are in that. We're born of original sin. Because we, triune God, give everything to the soul who lives in our divine will. The Blessed Mother, Theotokos, Mother of God, and now the newborn, Louisa. Everything is given to her. For This soul is in our home. This soul is one from our family. See, that's the family that our God wants us to pray for. Not just our family, but the family of God. Everyone, past, present, and future. The relations, the bonds of sonship that this soul possesses by living in the divine will gives this soul the right to all our divine goods. On the other hand, the soul that does not live in the life of my divine will has broken as though all at once all the bonds, all the relations, and therefore this soul is held by us as something that does not belong to God. Oh, if all knew what it means to break up with our divine will and into what an abyss they fall, they would all tremble with fright, and they would compete with each other in order to return back into the kingdom of the eternal fiat, to take their place again, the place assigned by God himself, that we belong in heaven. God is asking us, do you want to be clothed in divinity? Do you want to receive back your royal garments? When we wear the scapular, that's saying to the Blessed Mother, I want to be clothed with heaven. Why do you think she asks us to wear the scapular? It's to prepare us for the royal garments that we are going to receive, the clothing of heaven. The knowledges shall be the chains never to be separated from God. The knowledges, the truths, the promises that Jesus gives to Louisa, but not imposed. Rather, they themselves willingly shall let themselves be bound. I want these truths that Jesus spoke to Louisa. I want these promises that Jesus promises Louisa. I want these knowledges. I want to learn this. I want to study this. I want to put this into practice. The knowledges shall be weapons, the conquering arrows that shall conquer the new children of the supreme fiat. That's us. We're going to win. Volume 20, 9/20, 1926. My daughter, these dislocated members that give me so much pain are all souls who do not do my divine will. Let's not have Jesus and Mary suffer any longer. Let's begin to live in the divine will. By coming upon earth, I constituted myself head of the human family, and they are my members. But these members were formed, joined, bound by means of the vital humors of my divine will. As it flows in them, they are placed in communication with my body, and they are strengthened, each one at its place. My divine will, like compassionate doctor, not only makes it vital and divine humors flow in order to form the necessary circulation between head and the members, but it forms its perfect bandaging in order to keep the members bound and firm under their head, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is our way. And now he's showing us how to live this abundant life. Not in a saintly, good, and holy way. That's volume 1 through volume 10. But living in the divine will through the power of the Spirit, Holy Spirit. That's volume 11 through volume 19. So that finally we can learn how to receive the divine inheritance of the Father, volume 20 through volume 36. What a great time to be alive. Jesus is with us every day when we read the calendar. He's with us every single day, teaching us, leading us, guiding us, directing us. What a great life. Jesus says in volume 20, 9/23, 1926, your plane must be equal to mine. It must be unified to that of the celestial empress. So this plateau that Louisa says is on must be equal to Jesus's, must be unified to that plateau of Our Lady. Who possesses the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary? Jesus tells us it's Louisa. And he says now to us, I'm offering you the same plateau that I gave to Louisa. How are we responding? Is it jumping up and down and saying, yes, And this shall serve to impetrate the kingdom of the supreme fiat. Nothing must escape the soul who must do a universal good, so as to bind all creatures, the good that she wants to give, the God she wants to give. This is Louisa, and we're with her. Who is she giving this to? The little children of the holy divine will. Jesus says the divine will is for everyone, but he says in reality, it's for only the souls who want it. In order to make up for everyone, the acts done in my divine will form double chains, but chains of light that are the strongest, the longest subject, and not subject to breaking. No one can have the ability to break the chains of light. See, this is greater than the chains of gold that he gave to her earlier. It is more than solar rays, and no one can shatter, even less bar its way to whatever place the length and the width of the rays that want to reach. And these chains of light bind God and give universal goods and the creature to receive them and the soul to receive them. This is to be reunited to God as God wanted from the beginning. That means that we are going to go back to the image and likeness of God. Why do you think everything's falling apart? The kingdom is coming. He's saying, like he says, I always get a kick out of it when he tells Louisa, let them do what they want. You and me, Jesus says, let's bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. This is what I have planned. Let them do what they want. I have planned this. God has planned this. So now we are in God's plans. Let them do what they want. I really don't care. I want what God wants. God wants the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. And he wants the kingdom, as he said, that's within you to begin to become full, alive, as what Adam had before the fall. Okay, so volume 20, 923, 1926. Okay, yeah, I just read that. Your plane must be equal to mine. You must be unified to that of the sons or empress. Did I read that? Okay, sorry, wrong paragraph. Sorry. Volume 20, 926, 26. So the soul who possesses my divine will by virtue of the divine will acquires by right all the goods that the fiat possesses. Infinite treasures. That's why Jesus said it in volume 17, May 4th, 1925. He says, the Holy Spirit is going to reveal to you the divine secrets, the divine treasures that the angels don't even know about. Acquires by right all the goods that this fiat possesses. Therefore, this soul, Louisa, and those linked to Louisa, acquires the right to the likeness of their God, image and likeness. The Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa acquire the right to divine sanctity, not human sanctity of the saints, divine sanctity, to God's divine goodness, to God's divine love. By right, heaven and earth are hers because all came into existence from this fiat lux, then the fiat mihi of the Blessed Mother, and now the fiat voluntas tua. We may your kingdom come and reign on this earth, this dust, as it is in heaven. It's a new beginning. He says very clear. So the greatest gift that I, God, can give to the soul is to give the soul my divine will. Do you believe this? Jesus is saying it to us. Do you believe it? The greatest gift, the greatest grace that I, God, can give to a soul is to give her my divine will. He has given each and every one of us the book of heaven to read, to study, to put it into practice. This is the greatest gift. This is the mission of missions. This is the prodigy of prodigies. Those are the words of Jesus. All possible and all imaginable goods are bound to the divine will and by right, because everything belongs to the divine will of God. So I said to Jesus, my love, have pity on me. Don't you see how ugly I am? Your privation during these days has rendered me even uglier. I feel I am good at nothing. That's us. Even the rounds in your will, I do with difficulty. That's us. Oh, how bad I feel. Your privation is like a consuming fire for me. That's us. That burning everything in me takes away from me the life of doing good. It leaves me only your adorable will. That binding me all to itself makes me want nothing but your fiat. That's all we want. And see, and nothing, touch nothing but your most holy divine will. I want to see, and I want to touch nothing but the will of God. So what does he do? He says to us, you read this, you study this, you put this into practice, I am there with you. I'm touching your mind so that you'll understand it. I'm touching your heart so that you will love it. That's one of Jesus's promises. As you read the book of heaven, he is right there beside you, touching your mind so that you'll understand what he's saying to you, touching your heart so that you'll fall in love with this. This is what God is saying. Volume 20, 10, 12, 1926. Firstborn daughter of my divine will. Firstborn daughter of my divine will. That's Luisa Picaretta. That's a title that Jesus has given to her. He's given it to no other saint. It's Luisa. Our Lady is the firstborn in the divine will. As mother and queen, the firstborn born of original sin is Luisa. You now, Luisa, he says, begin this life that Adam lost. You have the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. You have more than what I gave to Adam. That's why on Holy Saturday night, we say, oh, happy fall of Adam. God has given us more. The angels don't even know the infinite amount of treasures that are going to be bestowed upon the children of God. Why are you so oppressed? Jesus says that first, you little children of the holy divine will, linked to the first daughter of my divine will, why are you so oppressed? This hurts God. This offends God. If you think of your great fortune, this is what Jesus is saying to her and to us, your oppression shall depart from you. What is your great fortune? What did Jesus just tell us? The greatest thing that I can give to any human being is my divine will. He says, if you think of your great fortune, your oppression shall depart from you. Do you know what first daughter of my divine will means? Do you know what little children of the holy divine will means? He's going to explain it to us. It means first daughter or little children of the holy divine will in the love of our celestial father. And first, little children of the holy divine will, all to be loved by God and the angels and the saints and all created things, past, present, and future. It means first daughter of grace, little children of grace, little children of light, little children of glory, first daughter of glory, first daughter of possessor of the riches of her divine father, first daughter of creation. As firstborn daughter of the supreme will, she contains all the bonds, all the relations, all the rights that befit firstborn daughter. Bonds of daughtership, relations of communication to all the dispositions of our celestial father. All the rights of possession of all his goods. Now that's a great one to put on your bathroom mirror. If you get oppressed, and again, you got to fight discouragement as you would fight hell itself. Discouragement leads to despair. Once the despair is there, Judas despaired. Oppression leads to depression. You got to fight that. How do you fight it? With the fiat. With the fiat. So he says, if it is not enough for me to give you myself alone without giving you all of my things, if I care that you have the primacy and firstborn daughter, you too must care about it. Each and every one of us has been called to be a little child of the divine will, the little children of the holy divine will. Luisa is our little mama. We learn from Luisa, and he says, I don't want you to sever the umbilical cord to the womb of Luisa, ever. We're going to receive all the grace, all the blessings through this little newborn. He says very clearly, don't you know that my frequent coming is bound to your being my firstborn daughter? Don't you know that Jesus speaking to you every day is bound to you being the little child of the divine will? He's talking to us every day. Don't you know that as long as Adam remained firstborn son of my divine will, having therefore primacy over everything, I visited him often, my divine will reigning in Adam, administered to Adam all the manners necessary in order to be with me, God, and his son who forms the constellation of his father. So I spoke to Adam as to a son, and Adam to me as to his father. As he withdrew from my divine will, he lost his primacy. He lost the rights of firstborn. And along with them, he lost all of my goods. He no longer felt the strength to sustain my presence, nor did I feel drawn by a divine force and will go to him. See, Adam had everything. And once he said no, God said fine. The same thing with us. You have the book of heaven. And you have to make that commitment to Jesus. You can't make it to me or to anybody. You say to Jesus, I want this gift. Then he says, okay, read it. And then you go, okay, I'll read it. Now, you sit down with Jesus every day for at least a half an hour and you read. If you have the calendar and you get into it, you don't want to miss a day. It's Jesus speaking to you. He's revealing to you divine truths, divine realities. He's giving you divine promises. And as you read this, your whole life changes. You become happy. Why? Jesus is speaking to you as you read. You hear him with your heart, your mind, your soul. You know it's Jesus speaking to you. He explains everything to you. All the questions, Jesus says, of all of humanity is answered in the book of heaven. When you read, your questions are answered. There's no more, tell me. It's like, oh, I remember you said this. Let me go back to it. Oh my goodness. It's even more than I thought before as you reread it. So all his bonds with me, Adam's bonds were broken. Nothing was due to Adam by right anymore, nor did Adam see me unveiled any longer, but amidst lightnings and eclipse with my light, that light of my divine will, which Adam had rejected. Now, after 6,000 years, Jesus is giving this back to mankind. 5:20, 10:19, 19:26. My sweet Jesus came back and looking at me with unspeakable love, called everything around Jesus. At his wish, all creation and the goods of redemption found themselves around Jesus, and he bound my poor soul to all creation and redemption to let me receive all the effects of everything that his adorable will had done. And Jesus added, my daughter, see, everything now is surrounding Luisa, everything. And he added, my daughter, the one who lets herself be dominated by my divine will is under the influence of all of its acts in the divine will and receives all the effects of the divine will and the life of the divine will, what I, God, did in creation and redemption. Everything is in relation with the soul living in the divine will and bound to her. We participate in the prime act of God. That's where we're supposed to be. We're supposed to enter into the Son, S-U-N, of God, participating in, with, through, and for what God has done. This is what God has planned for us. And he's given us the book of heaven. That's the amazing thing. I remember back in the 80s, all we had was sheets of paper. We our prayer group would have a sheet of paper. That's all we had. And we would read it. The next week, we'd read it again. The next week, we read it again. We had nothing. Now we have everything. And Jesus says, he said, when the book of heaven comes out, the face of the earth will change. That happened in 1996 on the Feast of the Presentation, the Feast of the Purification. Our Lady of good success of the great event of the purification said that this great miracle is going to happen. I think it's happened. The book of heaven is here. She said this 400 years ago. And here, now we have the book of heaven. And for those who want it, it's yours. It's free. It's free. You can download it from, you can put it on your phone, your iPhone, iPad, and you can have it every day, reading, studying, putting this practice. If you can't read, you can put in, what is it, Dream Voice, and it reads to you. Everything's changing. The face of the earth has changed. Why do you think Pope St. John Paul II said, get ready for the third millennium. Get ready for the glory of the church, the new springtime of mankind. Does it seem like glory in springtime yet? It's coming. He said, at the canonization of St. Honorable de Francia, he said, a new and divine way of holiness is coming upon the earth. Is it here yet? It's here, but it's hidden. It's here. We have it in the book of heaven. Read, study, put this into practice. Volume 20, 10, 20, 1926. Now, the one who must do the greatest has no need to do the lesser. This is very important. A lot of people say, well, I've got to do my novenas. I got to do my prayers of the saints. I've got to do what I've been doing all my life. I love it. God goes, good. That's the lesser. The greater, as he told us, is the book of heaven. And it's very hard at first to put down the beautiful prayers of the saints. For example, St. Louis de Montfort, beautiful what he says about the Blessed Mother. But when you read the prodigies of the Blessed Mother, it's Jesus talking about his mother. It's not a saint talking about the Blessed Mother. You read Maximilian Kolbe, he talks about the Blessed Mother. When you read the prodigies of Our Lady, it's Jesus explaining the Blessed Mother. The Son of God, the Son of Mary, talking about his mother. And he says he's the only one that can tell the beauty of this soul. You want to fall in love with Our Lady? Deeper love with Our Lady? Read the prodigies of Our Lady. Read the Virgin Mary and the Kingdom. You will see why she is crowned. We will see why she is honored as mother and queen. Listen to what Jesus says. It's great. So he says, the one who must do the greatest has no need to do the lesser. The greatest is the divine will. In the same way, in the face of the miracle of the kingdom, my divine will restored in the midst of creatures, all other miracles shall be tiny little flames before the great sun of my divine will. This miracle that's coming is going to, the world is going to shake when it happens. Jesus says, you will begin to understand what it means to live in the divine will. This is coming. This is coming soon. Each saying truth and manifestation, each promise about the divine will is a miracle that has come out of my divine will as preserver from all evils. It is like binding the souls to an infinite good, binding the souls to a greater glory, binding the souls to new divine beauty, fully divine. That's where we're heading. How can you not be happy when you read the book of heaven? It's Jesus speaking to us. It's Mary speaking to us, to this little newborn. And she put everything down on paper so that we would have the opportunity to receive the great gift that she has received. Volume 20, 11:3, 1926. Now, just as the purging souls had to form their paths to be able to receive suffrages in the same way, the living, in order to send suffrages, must do my divine will in order to form their paths so as to make their suffrages ascend into purgatory. If they make their suffrages, but they are far away from my divine will, since the communication with the divine will is missing, that alone unites and binds everyone. Their suffrages shall not find their way in order to ascend at the feet to be able to walk, the strength in order to give relief. So Jesus says, when you're going through your suffrages, when you do it in the divine will, it's bringing healing and light to everyone and everything. Everything is going to be heaven soon. So what you're going through, physically, spiritual, mental, emotional sufferings, do it in the divine will. And what it's doing, it's repairing and redoing in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. Volume 20, 11, 10, 1926. So around the Queen of Heaven, many empty places can be seen. Now Jesus is giving us a little clue here. That can be occupied by no one else but her copies. And since the Blessed Mother was the first from the generation of my divine will, the kingdom of that fiat shall also be called the kingdom of the Virgin Mary. Oh, how the sovereignty over all creation shall recognize these children of our divine will. In fact, by the virtue of my divine will, these children, little children of the holy divine will, shall enjoy indissoluble bonds with all created things, and they shall be in continuous relations of communications with everything and everyone. They shall be the true children in whom the eternal creator shall feel honored, glorified to have them as children, because he shall recognize in the little children of the holy divine will his own divine will operating that has reproduced his true images, image and likeness. The triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary is we become like Jesus, image and likeness, to go back to where Adam was before the fall. The DNA in us will be the DNA of Jesus, the new Adam, the DNA of Mary, the new Eve, which they gave to the newborn Luisa Picaretta. I mean, image and likeness. The same plateau, as he said. Otherwise, it fails. Bring us to where God wants us to be. After this, I, Luisa, was thinking to myself, before sinning, my first father, Adam, possessed all the bonds and relations of communication with all creation, because by possessing the supreme will as whole, as total, it was as though natural for him to feel within himself all the communications wherever it operated. Now, withdrawing from this holy divine will, so holy, he did not feel the tearing he made from all creation. Did he not feel the tearing he made from all creation, the snapping of all communications and of all bonds broken from it as though in one single breath? He tore away from God. It says, Jesus says, Adam never sinned again. He wept, sorrowfully wept all his life. But what's really interesting is that he never sinned again, but he only could do holy acts, saintly acts, good acts, like the saints. He couldn't do divine acts anymore. He tore away from God. And he says, you know, Jesus says, did he not feel this tearing? Again, now Jesus is saying, I'm going to mend, bring back my children to where they should be. One with God, not to be God, but to be like God, image and likeness. This is what God has planned. This is why we're alive. He's given us the book of heaven. This is astonishing. we have the time, we have the blessing to pray this every single day, to listen to Jesus speak to us every single day. He's talking to us. How can we be the same anymore? How can we be far from Jesus anymore? He's talking. The word of God is speaking to us through these words that Louisa wrote down. For us, Jesus has planned from the beginning of time that we would be alive at this time to receive the book of heaven. Why are we sad about anything? We should be filled with joy, filled with happiness, dancing, happy feet. This is where we should be. I mean, if you think about it. Volume 20, 11, 20, 19, 26. Therefore, everything is in keeping your motion bound to the motion of your Creator in order to murmur together with his eternal motion. The waves, every wave is an I love you. And then the wave goes out and we say, and I love you. The sun rises, I love you. The sun sets, and I love you too. The clouds go by, I love you. This is God saying it to us. We take that I love you and we say, Jesus, give back to the Father your I love you in a divine manner. Jesus says, good, let me do that. You get out of the way and let me do. So what's happening is Jesus is becoming alive in us. You can walk outside and enter into Eden. You can enter into Eden. Jesus said to Louisa when she went out into the garden and in the convent, she went outside in the garden and Jesus says, this garden is a simile of the Garden of Eden. It's not as beautiful. It's not as flowery. He says, but you are the third Eve, Louisa. You are the one that's going to restore mankind back to where it was before the fall. You can go out into your own garden and be in the Garden of Eden. Go with Louisa. Go to Bethlehem with Louisa. Go to Golgotha with Louisa. I mean, really, I'm serious. There's no time or space in the divine will. And you will be astonished at your prayer life. You will feel as little as nothing. And at the same time, expanse is as big as the universe. Because what? We are nothing. But with God, we're everything. This is what God has planned. He's planned this from the beginning, that we begin to go back to where Adam was before the fall. So he says very clearly, in this way, you shall follow my divine will with its motion that never stops, in its acts that never cease. You shall make your motion return back to the womb of your God, your Creator, your Father, who awaits with so much love the return with his work, of his works. He gives us, I love you, and we give back to God his I love you through Jesus, of his love, of his murmuring. It's always palpitating. It's always a contest, Jesus says, between God and man. He says, I love you, we return, I love you. He says, I love you, we turn back, I love you. You see why your prayer life is going to change. It's not just reading a book. It's not memorizing what the saints say. It's to come alive in your heart, mind, and soul, this I love you of God to us, and giving that divine I love you back to God through Jesus, reigning in us. God's got great plans. And all that he asks of us to do is that we give our I love you back to him. So we'll end with a blessing. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa. And we pray that all the little children of the holy divine will become divinely healed. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command, especially as we seek the first bread, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you, and we'll see you on part 3, the second Saturday of February.